This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
This week on Follow the Money Radio, we are joined by renowned silver expert, author, and investor David Morgan to discuss the current state of the physical silver market and why America's perpetual warfare state, while bad for mankind, is strangely good for the future price of silver.
Silver is a metal of war. I don't like making that statement. I'm a peacenik, I'm anti-war, but let's be in the real world that we are in. And because of that fact, silver is used in most of your mil-spec products, your military grade communication devices, the satellite systems, the torpedoes, bombs, electronics, all that requires a massive amount of silver. Of course, as things get blown up, they have to be replaced.
And later, with a reported 78% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, I'll provide a few financial wisdom keys for getting ahead and staying ahead in this economy. My name is Jerry Robinson. I'm a Christian economist and an investor with the heart of a teacher. So hop aboard, buckle up, because the train is departing the station. All right, friends, welcome to you all around the world. So grateful to have you joining us today on Follow the Money Radio. We have a great show lined up for you today. Boy, has it been a tough, tough week for us here in the United States, of course, around the world as well. There's so many different things occurring geopolitically. And of course, here in Texas, the heartbreaking devastation that Hurricane Harvey brought to the shores of Texas, targeting specifically the largest oil patch in the United States and devastating, of course, many, many lives. So many homes submerged, you know, only 20%, according to the latest estimates I saw, of the homes that have been affected by this actually had flood insurance. So we are talking about a massive, massive disaster. We'll have a little bit more to say about that toward the end of the show. Certainly our prayers and thoughts are with all of those down in those affected areas. Also, by the way, Tom Cloud, who is our precious metals advisor, and he's here usually every week, he's in Europe for about 2 weeks now. So I guess he'll be back next week, in fact, for a very special webinar we're going to be hosting just for our members, a very special upcoming precious metals market update webinar. It'll be a live webcast where you can come and ask questions. If you're a member, you can be there. It's going to be Wednesday. That's next Wednesday, September the 6th. And it's going to be a really good time. We're going to be going through many of the things that are affecting the price of gold and silver now. So if you're a gold and silver investor or thinking about it, you have questions about it, you don't want to miss this webinar. And by the way, if you're not a member, we're running a very special deal right now. You can get half off of your first month. You can take any one of our plans. Now, you do have to be an insider or a pro trader to get access to this special webinar, but you can get half off any of our plans right now using the coupon code HALF, the word HALF, H-A-L-F, 2017. So just type in the coupon code HALF 2017, and it'll take off half of your first month on any one of our monthly plans. You can find those at ftmdaily.com/subscriptions. If you're not a member, you don't know what you're missing out on. Every single day, we blast out a brand new trading idea along with an entry price, a stop loss price, that is the price we would sell at if it falls below the certain level. We often provide you with a price target of where we think the stock will go, or maybe the ETF. We trade global ETFs, precious metals, leveraged over 20 ETFs. And it's not just trading that you'll find behind the membership paywall at our website. You'll also find over 20 different income ideas that you can create both now and in retirement. Maybe you need to boost your income. Maybe you need to educate yourself on the economy. Invest in yourself, become a member, and use that special coupon code HALF2017. All right, so we are very excited to be hosting today a very good friend of the show, David Morgan, who not only is an author and an expert on the silver markets, but he's also a presenter at the upcoming 2018 Follow the Money Summit that we're holding right here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Mark your calendars, May 25th and 26th of 2018. Can't believe it's only like 10 months away. It's just time is just slipping away. This is going to be a fantastic educational experience. Trying to get ahead financially. If you are looking for creative strategies to boost your income, to get ahead and stay ahead in this economy, you do not want to miss this very special live summit that we are holding right here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, on the beautiful Boston Mountain Range right here in Northwest Arkansas, May 25th and 26th. What are we going to be teaching at this upcoming summit? Oh, well, I'm glad you asked. Creative option trading strategies. One of the things that I'm going to be focused on at this particular summit, we did this back in 2016, and those of you who attended know we gave a ton of information that many of you are still talking about. Many of you had your lives changed from the information that went forth from that summit. We're going to be doing it again in 2018. I'm going to be focusing specifically on creative option trading strategies. You know, over the years, I've heard from our members, and many of them don't have enough capital, not all of them, but some of them don't have enough capital to really effectively trade stocks. So they look for penny stocks, or they look for smaller kinds of stocks. And oftentimes that can be a little bit risky, of course. So if you don't have a huge account, but you still want to make money from trading, one of the best things that you can do is get involved in options trading. And I'm going to be sharing very creative option trading strategies that we use right here, have been using for years. I think they will blow your mind if you have a small account and you're wanting to make good money from the markets. You do not want to miss these very special sessions that I'm going to be doing. Also have some breakout sessions and even have some opportunities for one-on-one at this live summit. We're also going to be having a speaker there who is one of the top 300 individuals who is certified with ClickFunnels. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but if you are an online business person or you're trying to build an online business, we're going to have one of the top people speaking at our summit, teaching you how to get ahead with your online business. You know, this is something we've been doing here for a long time. We have dozens of websites. We've built many websites, have a lot of multiple streams of income. So we'll be teaching that, but also we're going to have somebody else there who will give you step-by-step information to help you grow your online business. We'll also be joined by Tom Cloud and also by David Morgan. They're going to be there doing a roundtable on precious metals, lots of investing insights, geopolitical information that you don't want to be without, lots of great opportunities. And you know what? It's not just the education that goes forth at these summits that I think is the most powerful, although it is. But you also get to meet like-minded people. Maybe you feel kind of weird out there, you know, kind of focusing on the things that you focus on. Maybe you don't have a lot of friends or family who get what you're thinking about when you think about the dollar, or you think about trading, or you think about trying to create an online business. Well, when you come to the Follow the Money Summit, you're going to be surrounded by like-minded people who you will be able to make important connections with, trade business cards with, and even create lifetime friendships. We still have many people still staying in connection after our 2016 summit. We made so many new friends there, and I cannot wait to meet you and shake your hand in the flesh in 2018 at our upcoming Follow the Money Summit. So I sure want you to be looking forward to that. It's all going to be held on the beautiful Boston Mountain Range of Northwest Arkansas. Not only will you get amazing teachings and trainings, including opportunities for small breakout sessions, but you'll also be surrounded by great restaurants. We have some of the best restaurants, some of the best food right here in this town. Lovely hotel accommodations have been made for you. A vibrant downtown culture of Fayetteville. Really blow your mind when you're here. It's a college town. It's really fun. And breathtaking views of the surrounding mountains. Now, tickets are going to be available starting November the 1st. November the 1st. And you'll want to secure your tickets early, as there will be limited seating, and I'm going to be making these tickets available for free. I have a limited number of free tickets for our members. So be listening coming up in November, the 1st of November. We're going to make the ticketing process available, and you'll be able to reserve your seat for this very special summit that we're holding with Follow the Money right here in Northwest Arkansas. May 25th, 26th, 2018. Go ahead and mark your calendars. With all that said, Let's move now into our recent discussion with David Morgan on precious metals. All right, well, joining me on the line today is David Morgan. He's no stranger to the show. In fact, he's a friend of the show. We've had him on several times over the years. He's a renowned silver expert and the founder and publisher of The Morgan Report, morganreport.com. David, great to have you back on the podcast today.
Well, Jerry, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I really want to pick your brain today on silver prices because many, many of our listeners believe in silver and gold as a solution to the fiat system that we have today, to the fractional reserve banking system today. And most of them are very familiar with that. But I would say many of them have questions as we see what's happening. I mean, you know, when we take a look at global stock markets over the last several months, we track those here at our website. And normally we see kind of a mixture in global stock markets. Some are up, some are down, some are in uptrends, some are in downtrends. But when we look around the globe today, for the most part, virtually every global stock market that we track, over 40 of them, are all in uptrends. Virtually all of them are in uptrends. We've seen global stock markets soar. Investor fears surrounding the potential collapse of the Eurozone have somewhat subsided. At least in the first half of 2017, we've seen the unleashing of the animal spirits, if you will, with the election of Donald Trump. And typically, you would think that some of this improving news would be bullish for silver, at least for its vast industrial applications. And yet, we see two things happening. We see the U.S. dollar plummeting, down nearly 9% year to date, and a very weak corresponding rally in silver prices, which is only up, according to my stats here that I have, about 6 or 7% year to date. Well, what's going on with silver from your perspective in 2017?
Well, I'm going to give you an answer, and I've got to build a bit of a foundation, but gold, and I'm going to get to silver, Jerry. I've got your question. Gold is the most negatively correlated asset to the stock market. Gold moves opposite stocks, not necessarily the dollar. Now, you can build a case that gold is the anti-dollar, but that really isn't true. If you really study deep, gold moves opposite the stock market. That's why we've seen the dollar decline here recently, and yet the gold price really has got a bump up, but nothing significant. And it's because the stock markets are so high. Excuse me a second. Okay, so now let's move over to silver. Silver, as you said, Jerry, moves either as a industrial metal or a monetary metal. So you'd think with this robust economy based on the price of the averages, which is a fiction. I mean, I've made many statements over the last several months that there's really no direct correlation between a new high in the stock market and how well the physical economy is doing. And silver recognizes that. If we really were in this robust economy basis, what the indexes show us, then you would actually be seeing silver moving much higher based on industrial demand, new build-outs, new uses, new demands on the industrial side. It's not. It's acting like gold as a monetary safe haven metal. And that's why you're not seeing it move up. It's moving like gold, anti-stocks, not necessarily anti-currencies. And I don't want to misconstrue this where people say, well, David, you said. But if you look at the best correlations, it's the gold versus stocks, not gold versus the dollar, believe it or not.
Right now, there seems to be a lot of concern as we move into this last quarter. We've heard big investors like Jim Rogers, who's been on this show, telling us that he's going, you know, we should expect to see the biggest crash of his lifetime, you know, within the next 12 months. And that was just a few months ago. We also have guys like Jeffrey Gundlach coming out warning that we're going to see some pullback in the stock market. No doubt about it. We're certainly overstretched on valuations on many metrics. If we do witness a sharp pullback in the near term, how do you expect silver prices to react? And let me follow up with another question on that. So first of all, how would silver react to a market crash, so to speak? And secondly, we're also on the cusp potentially of war. We don't know what could happen, but we might move into a war on some front globally. From your expertise, you've been studying this for a long time. What should those out there holding silver expect from a potential stock market crash and possibly from even a war? What would that look like for silver prices?
they look almost identical to what we witnessed in 2008. You would see a sympathetic move, silver and gold going down with the overall crash in the stock market. But they would, again, like 2008, be the first to rebound. And on a percentage basis, they wouldn't go down as much as everything else. But the general equity market, the S&P 500, the Dow, got sold off in a crash form, a waterfall decline. Everything goes down. The reason everything goes down is because most of your gold and silver, quote unquote, investments are in the paper form. And this is because of the ETFs and all the ETFs. I mean, we're talking ETFs, not only the SLV and the PSLV, but the double, or the GLD, I mean, but the double and triple long and shorts. And then there's leverage to the miners with the GDX and the GDXJ. And all this stuff is just derivatives. So because the majority of the quote-unquote money is in those derivative products, not physical markets, you will see a sympathetic move down, but you'll see a quick rebound because, as I said on the first question, gold is the most negatively correlated asset, followed closely by silver, to the stock market. So what you'd want to do is either buy the dip. You wouldn't want to try to get cute and sell before the decline and then buy back. I mean, if you've got a big position, you might want to hedge and buy a put or two if you think the market's going down. And the best strategy there, in my view, and this is not financial advice, it's what I'd be doing, is just buy a put on the market itself. I wouldn't bother putting it on my precious metals position. I could be surprised where we would see the market waterfall decline and a rush to gold on the same day, but that's very, very doubtful. So it would be a hold on to what you have, take a deep breath, know you're in a correct position, and watch the metals rise significantly. On the war scene, silver is a metal of war. I don't like making that statement. I'm a peacenik. I'm anti-war, but let's be in the real world that we are in. And because of that fact, silver is used in most of your mil-spec products, your military grade communication devices, the satellite systems, the torpedoes, the bombs, the electronics, all that requires a massive amount of silver. Of course, as things get blown up, they have to be replaced, and this would put a higher demand. The one place it's really difficult to get good research material from anywhere is how much silver does the military use on an annual basis? And I have yet to determine what that is, and I've probably got as good a connections as anybody in this space.
You and I are both physical metal guys. We get it. We understand why we should hold physical metal. But assuming that someone has a good core position in physical metal, do you think there's any problem with speculating with some of these exchange-traded products that you brought up, especially the leveraged? Do you kind of have a philosophy that stays away from those, or do you think that they serve a purpose for speculation?
Well, Jerry, you know me pretty well. I mean, I'm free market, truly, and you know, there's an ethical or moral responsibility that goes along with that. I just have to make this quick philosophical statement. I mean, some people in today's world think that free market is totally, you know, caveat emptor, buyer beware, and you're allowed to screw your brethren. I don't buy into that philosophy at all. I think that we need to be moral, ethical, and honest in all our affairs. Having said that, no, I think if you have a core position in physical metal, go for it. I certainly use the appropriate ETFs, leveraged derivative products on an as-required basis in my own portfolio. I see nothing wrong with that because it's, again, if and only if I have a core position in physical metal. So I like to use the banker's game against them. In other words, we have a strategy that I've aligned with this Gold and Silver for Life out of London, where we basically do a put-call strategy. And they give you the trades, and you can make about 17 to 25% per year. You make about 1 to 2% a month just doing what the doggone bankers do. And you're taught how to do that. So, but this, again, I only recommend this after you have a physical position. But I think, yeah, if there's a tool out there that you can, again, beat the bankers at or enhance your own well-being financially, you should use it. But you also have to recognize this is a derivative product. It's not the same as your core holdings.
One of the factoids we put out a lot, one of the data points we put out a lot for our members are the commitment of traders reports. Of course, they track many different markets. But in particular in silver, there is a commitment of trader report or a COT report. Some of our folks are familiar with that. Some newer silver investors may not know what it is. They may not know how to benefit from it. You talk about that often in some of your own member calls that you do. Can you explain what the commitment of Traders Report is and what does it currently indicate for silver as we head into the last quarter of 2017?
Commitment of Traders basically tells, and it exists for all commodities, and it's a breakdown of the big players. It's divided into the commercials, which the commercial interests are the people that actually produce the commodity. So, for example, if you're looking at lumber, it would be a big lumber corporation. If it was wheat, it would be like ADM or, you know, some big, huge multi-conglomerate that produces most of the wheat. So they are the commercial interest. They have the most information, and they are usually on the correct side of the market. So if the commercial interests are long, meaning that the people that manufacture the commodity or produce the commodity or grow the commodity or dig it out of the ground, they are the ones who have the most knowledge. So those are the people that you follow in the commitment of traders. The opposite side for most of the trades, because everything has to match. For everyone buying, there has to be somebody selling. It's a zero-sum game in the commodities markets, is the trading funds. And the trading funds are people that are speculative in nature, that pool their money together to produce somebody that says, okay, I'm going to trade these different commodity markets. We're going to divide them into these percentages. I'm going to do silver. I'm going to do financials. I'm going to do the agricultures. I'm going to do the softs at this percentage basis. And they usually go long. And then the third category, which is the smallest one, is basically the general public, which is called the small specs or small speculators. And they make up the difference between the other two categories. So all the buys and sells match. So when you look at the commitment of traders, it's been very reliable in the metals for years. And when the commercial interests are massively short, you can be rest assured that some point in the not too distant future, the price will be coming down. And when that short covering takes place, in other words, they're very short the market, the commercials are, when that drawdown or pullback in the metals takes place, you watch the numbers, you see what the open interest is, you see how many contracts are closed out, and that bottoms out the commitment of traders at a level where I say the game starts over again. And that's a point where you can pretty much go long. Again, it could go back to this area I talked about on this Gold and Silver for Life program, which kind of operates in that kind of a fashion. So I do a commitment of traders update for our premium members, but I don't do it weekly, Jerry, because, excuse me, because I don't want people to think that's the only way and the only methodology. With the ETFs and all the derivatives that are out there, the commitment traders is still extremely important, but there are other factors, and it isn't as good at timing as many people believe, because sometimes the bottom will be, it's like any bottom or topping process. Sometimes there's a V bottom, and it comes right off the bottom and snaps right back, like what happened in 2008 for gold and silver, and what I think would happen again if we were to get a market crash in the equity markets. Sometimes it's a very long bottoming process that goes week after week after week and nothing really happens. Volatility is very low. It just stretches out and it goes on and on and on sideways and people, when's it ever going to move? And then it'll snap up. So you can look at this on the commitment of traders and make a determination, but you can't time it exactly. Having said all of that, I expected more of a drawn out bottom in the silver market, but I've always deferred to the market. Just like the great late Richard Russell, the market knows more than anyone. I'm a big adherent to that, manipulated or not. And yes, it's manipulated. Look at my book, Silver Manifesto. I have a whole chapter on the silver manipulation, but I digress. Coming back, right now, as I'm looking at it, the silver commitment of traders is what I would say neutral to bullish, which means we still have a good ways to go in the silver market to the upside before there would be enough of a commercial short position to worry me. That isn't true in gold, Jerry. We're at a point, and I have to throw gold in there because they're 85% correlated. Gold is reaching a level, commitment of traders-wise right now, where I would start to have some concern, and I'm not as bullish on gold. So what we could see is silver narrow the gold-silver ratio. In other words, silver outperformed gold. We have actually seen that. The gold-silver ratio has favored silver here in the last few weeks. See that go a bit longer. I think we're going to get a bit of a high here, probably over 1,300 in gold, maybe as high as 1,360 or so. At that time, you'll probably see the COT, the commitment of traders, look unfavorable. And then again, is it a spike high? Is it a V high, or is it going to be a drawn out high where it's a rounding top or that type of thing? And the answer is we don't know. The market does. But I suspect it will be a quick high, and you'll see a quick sell-off probably into late September. And then from there on, you didn't ask me, Jerry, but I'm sure you might want to. What does it look like from there on? The answer is bullish. I think that's about the last hurrah for 2017. And I think you want to be long the metals from that point forward. Not to, you need a core position right now, regardless of the price. But moving on from there, on the trading side, we would see you'd want to have a pretty full commitment by, let's say, the end of September going forward. I think the fourth quarter will be good, finally, for the metals. We've had sell-offs into the end of the year every year for year after year after year after year. But I don't think it'll hold this year. I could be wrong, and I'm sticking my neck out saying that because the probability is that it will sell off to the end of the year. But 2018, as Jim Rogers and some of your other guests say, I think we are going to get a sell-off in the equity market in the fall. Whether it be a waterfall decline, a crash, or a big collapse, I don't know. I think it'll be significant enough to wake up and shake up the general equity holders that will start moving into gold. So that's why I'm making this statement as I'm making it, that there will be a shift. And this is a huge shift. Remember, gold's the most negatively correlated asset to the stock market. If what I said is correct, and it is, that gold moves opposite stocks, not the dollar necessarily. Think about it. If you've got a declining stock market, fast or slow, that portends a rising gold and silver price for a very long time, especially since this quote-unquote recovery has been the longest one in duration, basically forever.
You're listening to the voice of David Morgan. He is the founder and publisher of the Morgan Report. He's also an author, or a renowned silver expert. In fact, David will be joining us as one of our speakers at the upcoming Follow the Money Summit. That is scheduled for 2018. That's the 2018 summit scheduled for May 25th and 26th. Mark your calendars. We'll have more details coming soon. David, let's shift gears and talk in our final moments about cryptocurrencies. We can't seem to avoid these in 2017, can we? What's your opinion on cryptocurrencies, and do you personally speculate with them? And as a follow-up to that question, there seems to be quite a bit of hype surrounding an upcoming gold-backed cryptocurrency. I'm really curious on your opinions about whether you personally speculate with them, your opinion on them, and about this potential upcoming gold-backed cryptocurrency. What's your opinion?
Well, it's going to be hard to do succinctly, but I wrote an article, My Two Bits About Bitcoin. So if you're interested, you can Google My Two Bits About Bitcoin. I wrote that several years ago. Basically said, I don't know, but the market, again, knows more than me. If the market decides it's a good thing, then who am I to say it's not? I do have Bitcoin and Ethereum, and the only reason I do is that I was paid in those because I have the Morgan Report is printed in English, Spanish, Chinese, and German. And so I have associates that are in all those different countries, and the fellow from Mexico is very big into the crypto world, and they accept Bitcoin for subscriptions. And so, you know, when they get paid, I get paid. So I have a wallet of Bitcoin and Ethereum. There's two ideas about money. It goes all the way back to Aristotle. You can have money as a legal contract. It's an agreement. It can be anything. It can be a digit in a computer, or it's a specie money. It's something you hold that has value in and of itself. That is the theory of money that I favor. I think it's been proven that's the only type of money that's lasted for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, a gold or silver coin, no matter where it is, anywhere in the world, can be spent and taken for value. Whereas, look at how many currencies have come and gone over the last few decades. If you go to the Silver Manifesto, I forget what chapter it's in, but we go through, I think there's like 35 or 40 currencies that basically have gone to zero since like 1990. But you don't hear about it because, one, it's nothing that the mainstream news wants to talk about. and they always had the U.S. dollar to back it up, so they quit using the piece of paper that was printed in their country and started using the green ones that are printed in the United States. But again, I digress. So I think that the marriage between physical metal and the cryptocurrencies is something I'm actually working on in a couple of areas. And I think that's a pretty good marriage. I'm free market if the market decides. But I'm really not too favorable to just not only the crypto space. I don't want to pick on cryptos, the theory of money. I favor specie money over a legal contract money. I mean, a legal contract money always fails, or always has. That's why we've had, you know, Voltaire say the intrinsic value of, you know, money or paper money always goes to its intrinsic value of zero. Now, that may not be the case this next time. I don't know. But so I'm neutral on it, really. I do own it. I don't really speculate in it. I am looking at the marriage between the, you know, the real money or the specie money with the blockchain. That's an interesting concept to me. And so I'll leave it there.
Interesting. Do you believe that the soaring speculative investment demand for cryptos in 2017 is directly reducing investment demand that would otherwise exist for gold and silver? In other words, as safe haven assets, or they're perceived as safe haven assets in some strange way?
Well, absolutely. I know, particularly on the silver side, I know too many dealers that have given me anecdotal stories, and I believe these guys. One in particular from Canada, a fellow that he had sold a great deal of silver to brought in, I think it was 4 or 6 monster boxes, traded it for cash, took the cash, bought Bitcoin, came back, I think it was 6-8 months later, and used, sold some Bitcoin and bought back his 4 monster boxes. So absolutely, and that's not just a one-off case, and I'm not seeing thousands of those examples. But a lot about silver, and this is a bit touchy for me because I've been in the space for so long, and this is my personal opinion. It's not a fact, but as you know, Jerry, I'm a straight shooter, and when I have an opinion, I'll tell you. It's been my studied opinion that the silver side, much more than the gold side, seems to have more greed to it. I don't like saying that, but it seems that's how I see it. So it's more of the get rich quick, I got to do it overnight type of attitude that seems to gravitate more to the silver side than the gold side. And it's kind of true in a way because silver is far more volatile than gold. You get more bang for your buck, both up and down. And gold, for the most part, is a preservation of wealth, preserves your wealth, doesn't necessarily make you wealthy, although in certain times in history it can. Excuse me. So a lot of that attitude of I got to do it now, life's passing by, I got to get rich quick, I got to do it fast, it's got to happen now. That type of attitude is much more prevalent in the silver world than the gold world. So you would expect, or what I see, you know, being told to me is being verified by these people that are changing, you know, moving out of silver. Oh, I hate silver. And, you know, it's been a very bad market for 5 or 6 years. I totally admit that. But again, you know, if you're getting a speculative bubble in a lot of these cryptos, and you are, it reminds me of the dot-com boom, where they're backed by nothing other than just totally hot air. And you get in, it's more of a Ponzi scheme. I think it's a moral obligation to someone that would just do it to profit only. I mean, again, the green factor, get rich quick, or whatever you want to term it. I think there's a moral injustice there if you do that knowingly. And a lot of people will rationalize it to themselves, Jerry, as you well know. They'll say, well, it's okay, it's this, or I had to do it, or no. That doesn't go over for me. But I can't speak for somebody else. I'll let them make that own decision.
You've been listening to the voice of David Morgan, and we're in our final moments. I'm holding in my hand, David, your book, The Silver Manifesto. I finally completed this just the other way. It's about a month ago. I really underlined quite a few things, learned quite a bit. I mean, I've been studying silver for a long time, but you really put together quite a bit of information in this book. So I want to commend you on the Silver Manifesto book. And then you also have a new book. In our final moments, would you share with our folks about your latest book and how they can get a hold of it?
Yes, Chris Marchese and I wrote the Silver Manifesto, and that was sort of the academic read that's for anyone that really wants to know the silver market. But David Smith, who's actually worked for me a little longer than Chris, he has a different approach to how he invests, and so he's just a different person. So he was going to contribute to the Silver Manifesto, and we decided that we would break it out and make a different book. It's called Second Chance, And the subtitle is what you really need to focus on. How to make and keep big money from the gold and silver shockwave. 90% of the move lies ahead of us. I'm convinced that the third leg is going to start probably in 2018. It'll probably go through 2019, 2020, somewhere in that range. And this will be the biggest move of all time. This is where silver and gold will be going into these very large numbers that you hear people like Jim Rickards and Jim Sinclair and Jim Willey, and it still seems to have the name Jim, I'm sorry, but all these people that have been talking about, you know, where these metals are going to go, and that's what you're going to see. So you really want to be on board. Second Chance gives you a lot of exit strategies, how to not get too greedy, how to be grateful for what you get, how to sell in, how to try to catch the top. We have a chapter about the sacrifice fly. So it's a very good read. And anyone that's really disgusted with this last 5 or 6 years, you know, for $20, you can buy this book and read it and kind of reassert your foundational reasons for why you're on the metals, and also have a great bunch of strategies that are at your beck and call when things do take off. Of course, I'm sure my subscriber base will rebuild as we are moving up, you know, over the next few years, Jerry. But I thank you for that. You know, I know I'm touting my own book, but, you know, these books, to me, books have always been a prized possession of mine if they're good. And even if they're bad, at least I learned something. It's a bad book. But, you know, the price to value ratio on a book, I think, is phenomenal. I mean, for $20, that book took David and I about 9 months to write. Silver Manifesto, I think, is $30. That took like a year and a half. I mean, if you think of what I work for to write that book, I'm getting, you know, like 3 cents an hour or something, you know. So anyway, enough said, but thanks for bringing it up. It's something that hardly anyone ever asks me about. But, you know, again, you can decide. And you can read the reviews. I think if you read the reviews, you'll get a better idea of if you wanted, you know, to buy the book or not, or if it suits you or not.
Two books for your consideration today, folks. The Silver Manifesto, David Morgan put out recently, and his latest book, Second Chance, How to Make and Keep Big Money from the Coming Gold and Silver Shockwave. David, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your insights.
Well, Jerry, it's great speaking with you. Thank you very much.
Hey friends, this is Jerry Robinson from Follow the Money Weekly. Recently, we have been receiving many emails from our listeners commenting on the great help they're getting from our precious metals expert, Tom Cloud. Gold and silver are excellent hedges against the growing threat of coming U.S. inflation. Who's your gold guy? Make it Tom Cloud. With over 30 years' experience with precious metals, Tom will answer all of your questions. Don't buy your gold and silver through some call center and pay inflated prices. Call my good friend Tom Cloud and speak directly with him and get all of your questions answered. For a limited time, Tom is offering free shipping and insurance on every gold and silver purchase made by our listeners. Call 800-247-2812. And when you do, tell him that Jerry Robinson from Follow the Money Weekly sent you, and he'll throw in that free shipping and insurance on your entire order. Call your gold guy, Tom Cloud, right now for the very best deals on gold and silver coins. 800-247-2812. That is 800-247-2812.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Mitchell at Strategic Wealth Partners and Christian Advisor Referrals. I'm coming to you again today with the question, how much money do I really need to save in my retirement? Well, I have some good news and some bad news to share with you today. The good news is that people are living longer and longer. The bad news is it's costing more money to maintain the health and the life of these people who are living longer and longer. So to that end, we need to keep in mind the consideration of medical expenses that you could incur during your retirement. According to AARP, 70% of the people who are turning 65 today will be faced with the need of some type of long-term care during the remainder of their life. The median cost of a semi-private room in a nursing home in this country today is $6,200 per month. If you wanted a private room, you would be faced with a potential cost per month of $7,000 per month. So therefore, keeping in mind what your needs are going to be relative to possible long-term care or other medical expenses is a very important consideration. Another area that you need to consider is lifestyle. What kind of lifestyle do you want to maintain during your retirement? Do you have older children that are dependent upon you? Do you have grandchildren that are dependent upon you? Do you want to have a private job, a part-time job? Do you also want to possibly travel during your retirement? These are considerations that could make a huge impact on the amount of money it's going to be required to maintain your lifestyle. So these factors, along with some of the others that we've already talked about, will all congregate together to determine how much money you will really need to save during your retirement. To that end, once again, we would like to invite you to call us here at Strategic Wealth Partners and Christian Advisor Referrals at 866-533-2055 and let us help you determine what the right answers are to these very important questions. Once again, that's 866-533-2055. This is Mike Mitchell wishing you a very great day. Thanks for listening.
Well, that was the voice of Mike Mitchell. He is a founding member, one of the founding members of our Christian Advisor Referral Service. We have had that since 2010. Many of you looking for a trusted financial advisor, someone you can talk to, someone who can help you get your financial act together, so to speak. Well, Mike Mitchell uses the same economic model that I did whenever I was actually a financial advisor many years ago. And so I have always trusted him with much of our own finances. I believe that he has a lot of value for the average person out there. And one of the best things is that if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, he comes at it from that viewpoint, which is very, I wouldn't say that it's extremely rare, but I would say it's very valuable when you find somebody like that. So if you want to talk to Mike Mitchell, he understands our five levels of financial freedom. He is a big proponent of all of our stuff here. You can contact him again at 866-533-2055. All right, well, let's shift gears here for a minute. A new survey from CareerBuilder.com reveals that 78% of American workers say that they are living paycheck to paycheck in order just to make ends meet. Now, that number, even though it sounds staggering, that's really just up a little bit from last year when that same survey found that 75% were living paycheck to paycheck. Now, the survey shows that the usual culprits are to blame, namely a higher cost of living and stagnant wage growth. The survey also revealed that even 1 in 10 people earning more than $100,000 a year say that they're waiting for payday just to pay the bills. Isn't that something? You can make six figures in this country, but because of the consumption trap that surrounds us here, you can easily find yourself living paycheck to paycheck, even with that kind of income. And while cutting back on monthly expenses can help, the survey found that most people are just not willing to give up things like their high-speed internet connection and their smartphones and many of the new technological advancements that we all enjoy today. Put simply, our modern economy has created something I refer to for many years now as a consumption trap. Our modern capitalistic society virtually surrounds us with cheap credit that can quickly entangle those who lack financial wisdom. Because we often don't learn the basics of stewardship in school or even from our parents or our families, we easily become sitting ducks for the enticements offered by advertisers and corporations in financial institutions. The advertisers train us in what we need. They tell us what we need. They create advertisements and they create marketing schemes and plans to tell us what we need. Of course, the corporations have already created those items. And if you don't have the money to buy them, don't worry, because the financial institutions are happy to lend you money to help by what the advertisers told you that you needed to be happy. So just take a look at America's rising mortgage debt. Take a look at America's rising credit card debt and student loan debt and other personal debt levels, which are either at or near all-time highs. It's just simply staggering. And it's not just the average Americans who are drowning in debt and living paycheck to paycheck. Consider that Washington itself, our national capital, has racked up $20 trillion in national debt, and it's rising on a daily basis. $20 trillion in debt. So what can you do as an individual living out there? What can you possibly do? Well, number one, you can track your spending. Steve Forbes, who has been a guest on this program several times over the year, once told me something off of the air that was very staggering. He told me that the number one way to prevent financial tragedy in his mind is to track every penny that you spend. I found that interesting coming from a guy like Steve Forbes, who has, you know, been a well-known billionaire here in the United States for many years. And so hearing somebody like that who has that much money and nevertheless still tracks exactly where his money goes, that made a really big difference in my own life. It showed me the power of tracking your spending. Do you know where your money is going every month? If you have never tracked your spending before, or if you haven't in a long time, you may be shocked to discover what you find. Like a boat full of holes, your financial situation will never stop sinking until you discover the gaping holes in your financial life and patch them. The second thing you can do is set financial goals. You know, you can't get to your destination if you don't know where you're going in the first place, can you? Take an evening with your spouse, turn off the television, and sit down and discover or rediscover the things that you are aiming your life at. What are your goals? Don't be satisfied with living paycheck to paycheck, but only you can change your situation. I mean, if you aim at nothing, you will hit it every single time. That's what the great Zig Ziglar once said. If you don't know where you're going, you should stop right now. Figure out what you are living for. Why are you working the job that you work? Why are you buying the things that you buy on a regular basis? Your life is brief, and every day is a gift. I have found that people don't usually wind up with a huge amount of debt or other money problems due to a lack of money, but instead it's usually due to a lack of vision and clear goals. So set financial goals, and if you're married and you're the husband, take the lead. Sit your wife down, and even your family down, even your children if they're old enough, and set some financial goals for your entire family. Number three, consider changing careers. Sometimes we end up in a job or a career that perhaps suited us well at one time, maybe in the past, but now no longer makes sense financially. Why not consider upgrading your skill sets? You don't have to spend money to do that. In fact, there's a lot of free websites online that will teach you computer coding, web design, and many other skills that you can learn absolutely free or for very low cost. You can learn new skills, or you can commit to an attitude of constant learning, constantly reading, constantly learning more about the industry that you're in. It will drive up your value to prospective employers, and it will give you a mental edge knowing that you can learn new things when needed. Someone once said the capacity to learn is a gift, the ability to learn is a skill, but the willingness to learn is a choice. It's a very important statement. Don't forget the words listen and silent. Both contain the same letters. Isn't that interesting? Something to think about there. So number three, consider changing careers or upgrading your skills and commit to an attitude of constant learning. Number four, consider picking a part-time job, you know, taking up a part-time job. If you have good mode of transportation, don't be ashamed to deliver pizzas at night or to become a driver for a ride-sharing company like Uber, Lyft, or Sidecar. Or you can even rent out your vehicle through websites like Turo.com. Or maybe you have an advanced knowledge in a particular area that you can share with younger people as a tutor. You can consider Tutor.com and even tutor online for money. Or maybe you have a lot of extra stuff that you don't need anymore, or don't use anymore. Post an ad on Craigslist or eBay. Get rid of your old unwanted items. One man's junk is another man's treasure. You know, I paid much of my own way through college by selling books and CDs on Amazon.com. I probably told you that story before, but I learned early on that if you buy, you know, if you have a book and you want to sell it, you can find buyers online through Amazon. Of course, you can look on eBay and other places as well. But for me, I used Amazon.com, their marketplace. And I soon realized that I could turn that into a side business. And I was making thousands of dollars selling books and CDs on Amazon, paying my way through college. You know, it takes that kind of ingenuity or that kind of work ethic to get ahead in this economy. That's just where we are. You have to be wise with your finances. You have to be wise steward of the resources that God has placed into your hands. I want to encourage you, if you never have checked out our 5 levels of financial freedom online, you can check it out right now at ftmdaily.com/5levels. And there you will hear and see how my wife and I actually broke free financially, right? We haven't always been in a place where we could say we are financially free. It took time. It took effort. It took pain, quite frankly. It took lots of working hours, doing things perhaps that other people weren't willing to do so that we could have freedom, time freedom to spend with our children, time freedom to spend with each other, time freedom to travel to the places that we want to see, and especially and most importantly, time freedom to pursue the things that God had called us to do, which maybe didn't involve being in a corporation 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Or being stuck in traffic for 2 hours a day, right? We decided we had to make a change. And until you decide to make that change, no one is going to make it for you. So a very important and a very important thing to keep in mind as you think about how to get out of debt and stop living paycheck to paycheck. That is the beautiful voice of Victoria White and others singing to evacuees at the Lone Star Expo Center in Conroe, Texas, in the wake of what has been an unbelievable tragedy across the state of Texas, down in the southern part. I personally have friends and family who live in the Houston area and have seen and heard, and of course, we also have many members in the Houston area, the Austin area, the San Antonio area. We've received pictures and reports that are just simply heartbreaking. Not everybody who's contacted us has been affected by this storm directly. Some of them have even escaped. People in Houston, for example, we got letters or emails from people saying that their homes were not flooded at all, but they were helping other people and trying to figure out what was the next step ahead. Harrowing stories we've heard of tragedy, destruction, and sadly even death, as well as neighbor helping neighbor. They have filled our TV screens over the last several days. Stories of men like Sergeant Steve Perez, a Houston police officer, a first responder, who died in the call of duty, trapped in his police car after making a wrong turn, ended up in a flooded area and was trapped in his car, trying to help victims of Hurricane Harvey. Another story of a shivering 18-month-old baby found alive by rescuers clinging to her drowned mother. We have seen tragedy after tragedy, and we could go on and on and on. Homes have been destroyed. At one point, 30% of the entire town of Houston, which is the size of New Jersey, was underwater. And one of the most saddest things we've seen is that many of these people who have had their homes and their livelihoods damaged, now we're discovering that according to many estimates, only 20% of the homes that have been flooded actually have flood insurance. Because even though Houston is in many parts of it are in a area that is considered to be moderate or even sometimes higher flood risk, it wasn't simply required to have flood insurance. And so many people chose not to buy it. And now, of course, they're faced with all kinds of costly repairs. And we also think, too, about those who have rented homes, maybe landlords in Houston, who have homes that have been destroyed, who didn't have flood insurance. And so not only do you have the landlord who has to figure out how to repair his home, or even if he wants to repair the home after the costs that will be involved, or if he has the money to repair it, but then you also have the renters saying, when will our home be fixed? So it is just an absolute tragedy. According to a preliminary estimate from private weather firm AccuWeather, Hurricane Harvey could be the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history, with a potential price tag of $160 billion. That's more than Katrina, the Hurricane Katrina, and Hurricane Sandy combined. This is a massive disaster, friends. I also got a note this morning from someone in Houston letting us know that over 500,000 vehicles have been flooded down in Houston, of course, and in Texas. And for those of you in the car business, you know that those cars often end up at auctions and then get sold in surrounding states. And many times people are disingenuous and they won't tell you that the car has been flooded. So be very cautious if you're buying a car from Texas over the next several months or even up to the next year or so. The cleanup and restoration efforts are just beginning, and there's going to be a long way to go to getting everything back to where it once was. Not only have human lives been impacted, not only have people lost their lives, and not only have people lost their own homes, and even think about the self-storages across the state lower down there. I mean, all kinds of belongings have been completely destroyed. Our prayers are for all that have been affected down in Houston and the surrounding areas from this tragic, tragic hurricane. We continue to pray with those, especially the children, especially the homeless, especially the sick, especially those in the hospitals, especially those who are in the prisons, those who are helpless and weak and elderly. We pray for all of those people and ask for God's mercy at this time of great tragedy. Well, friends, that brings us to the end of our program. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me be a part of your life each and every week right here on this broadcast. Again, I want to encourage you to pray with us for the people of Texas. Even if you're not a person of faith, let them be in your thoughts, realizing that this could have been you. This could have been me. This could have been someone we love. And in all cases, we pray for restoration. Until next time, friends, God bless.
Information contained on the Follow the Money podcast is strictly for informational and educational purposes. It should not be construed as specific investment advice. The views and opinions of our guests and sponsors, including Tom Cloud, are their own and do not necessarily represent the views of FTMDaily.com or Robinson Media Group, LLC. Jerry Robinson does hold an insurance license and at times may offer consulting on life insurance and fixed retirement income products. Follow-up, individualized responses to email or phone requests that involve the rendering of personalized investment advice for compensation will not be made absent compliance with state investment advisor registration requirements or an applicable exemption or exclusion and applicable insurance regulations. Past performance is not indicative of future results. You should be aware of the real risk of loss in following any strategy or investment decision discussed on the podcast. Remember, never do your financial planning through podcast or radio. It's your money. Be wise. Do your due diligence and always consult a trusted financial professional before making any financial decisions.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.